The following programming is sponsored by Mark J. Bernstein. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group. Entrepreneur, author, and financial consultant Mark Bernstein helps high-performing entrepreneurial business owners create a vision for the future and follow through on their goals and intentions. Ange Honorato is a business growth strategist who blends psychology and business together to create conscious leaders and business owners who impact the world. Founders Forum is a radio show podcast sharing the real stories behind entrepreneurship as founders discover more about themselves while providing valuable lessons and some fun and entertainment for you. Now, here's Mark and Ange.
Good morning, America. How are you all this morning? I just thought I'd throw a little Philadelphian in there in the middle. Hey, it's the middle of June 2024. I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but it's the heat of the summer. Early summer, lots of heat all over the country. We're having a hot one in Philly today. We just had some real hot ones. So hoping you're keeping cool and in more ways than one. So, and speaking of that, our topic for today is something I was thinking about on the way into the radio station, which is busyness. I was thinking about this and I was thinking, why am I so busy? And, you know, a couple years ago in the pandemic, I was thinking, isn't it nice to not be this busy and have time to think and have time to relax and have time to sleep and have, you know, all those things that we should be doing for ourselves. And one question is the busyness good? And it can be. But where we find ourselves, and what I was going to say is I think everybody that I talk to seems busier than ever. You know, it's, you know, we're trying to connect with calendars and all. Everybody's very busy. And I don't know if it's like pent up from not being busy or if it's what it is. If it's, you know, the economy's good. It's not really as, you know, as challenging as, you know, they would have you believe if you listen to all the media and all that. So what is it? So I want to ask you first, Ange, and then I want to ask our guest today, your take on that. You know, what do you see? Why do you think it is? And what's going on?
It's such a great topic, Mark. You and I were just chatting offline that you're right. We see it with each other, right? That when things seemed to be super busy a couple of years ago, we thought we learned lessons. Let's take time and, you know, take a debrief every once in a while. But we are absolutely busier than ever. I know for myself, my theory on it, and you know I have to bring the woo, Mark, to things, but I really believe that in many ways, I think that the busyness is that I think a lot of us have a fear of slowing down, right? A fear of not doing the things because should the work dry up, should the relevance, should our brand, you know, whatever it is. And maybe some people are even out running, you know, I don't want to deal with other things in life. So if I just kind of stay super busy, then I can at least use that as an excuse, right? And I don't know that's everybody, but when I'm coaching my clients every single week, we kind of dig down into the root of things a lot. And I find a lot of that. It's staying really busy so that they don't have to deal with other things. So I'm curious how that might affect other people, listeners, or you guys as well. But it's definitely a trend that seems fast and furious these days, busier and busier. The summer's flying by.
And I like the first part of what you said. They feel like they have to be, besides avoiding other things, maybe just to be successful or to move their businesses forward, whatever it is, they feel like they have to be busy all the time. And by the way, I looked at this when I got to the radio station. I looked it up. You know, busyness is where the word business comes from. If you look at the old English, it came from busyness. So I'm going to ask our guest Will, who will be introduced in a minute. But Will, does business have to be busyness in your opinion?
Well, I definitely would have to agree with what Ange is saying. You know, I also think there's a yin and yang, approach going here. Coming from the pre-pandemic to then having so much time and using it for other things like hobbies, and you know that actually spurred a lot of growth and also new businesses, right? But I think that as we get busier, we almost have a kind of a fight struggle between what the world sees and also that we feel successful, right? I think that happens at least for me, where I feel I'm a project based person, so I have to have something always going on, but I also feel that helps me, even if I'm working on artwork, it helps me with my business because I'm clear-headed and I can focus and I have other ideas, right? So I think there's a lot of, reasons why people personally keep busy, but I think that the approach to it is definitely a cause and effect of the pandemic. And now, do we go back to work? Are you remote, right? Do you have enough, what your time is focused on? It's the challenge now, I think, for people.
Yep. And by the way, I've been working from home a lot for a different reason. Our office is under construction, and I'm way busier when I'm at home than I am when I'm in the office. It's just because I think I feel like I have to be, like I can't be goofing off. I gotta, So I almost feel like find things to do. It's pretty incredible. So Ange, do you want to introduce Will?
Yeah, absolutely. So joining us today, and thank him so much for being here on a very hot day. So Will Schmall is a seasoned entrepreneur and the CTO of House Mother. I can't wait to hear more about this and learn his deep story with this. But House Mother is an innovative app designed to streamline travel experiences for groups through the use of AI and machine learning powered tools. It's a rich background, or with his rich background in launching and scaling startups, including his first venture, Content Place, Will brings a wealth of experience and passion for solving complex problems in the travel industry, which is very important in the summertime, especially. So originally from New York City, he's actually currently joining us here in Philadelphia while he is leading the launch of House Mother. And welcome, Will. Thanks for coming in the studio today.
Thank you very much.
So Will, you have an interesting story how you got here. So let's start with the very beginning. So I think you were born in New York City, but then you moved out somewhere to farmland. Right.
So I'm from Long Island thereafter. Mm-hmm. And my family is mostly in the East Coast or they're over in the UK. But most of my family that's out east or Connecticut, it's interesting because my grandparents raised me. And coming from my grandfather being a science professor at Stony Brook College and my grandmother being a minister, it's a very, balanced house to grow up in,
right.
As well as one of my uncles was still living at home because he was young enough to be there. So he's really my older brother. Who,
by the way, wasn't there a strawberry farm involved in this as well?
Yeah. So as we grew up, my family was really they had a large amount of land that was out east, and we don't own that anymore. But I think from the focus of going from farming gardens and having that life out east to, my family then, because of life changes, moving to Pennsylvania and some, my father staying out in Long Island, it's an interesting life to grow up in. But it from a young age, it definitely gave me entrepreneurship. It led to me actually, at an early age, having another business that, at the age of 17 that I sold, that was actually a exotic bird breeding business, which, was that, you don't think that, it's that awkward kid that went to school with a backpack with birds, right?
Right. So, interesting.
Yeah.
So, and you were talking about the balanced background. Did you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So I think that my love of just different things in life and challenges and trying to solve problems definitely comes from the balance of I believe in whatever happens to you in your life, good, bad, or it makes you who you are. I wouldn't change anything. And I think that for me, balancing just new aspirations, new challenges, and where I'm going to move my life next, I'll raise my hand for anything if it's a challenge, right? It's only helped me in my career to balance that and have it also. And that balance is also, I guess, Andrew, you would see this, it's a balance between, you as your culture, your person, and also your job and having that balance together. And I think that you need that in any environment, and if that, corporation or the job isn't giving you that, then, it could be thrown off. And I think that that's what I've gotten from just my upbringing in my life. Yeah.
Where did, because this is House Mother, when we get to talking about that, is your third launch, mm-hmm. if you include the bird breeding business.
Yeah.
Where did the entrepreneurialism come from?
I definitely would say it's my grandfather. So my grandfather was a tinkerer. We had, solar, panels on the, ceiling, on the roof.
Nice.
That he was already heating our pool before solar panels were even out. I mean, so, he was definitely a tinkerer that, he was always building things, and that runs my family. Most of my uncles are either carpenters or they work in some, hands-on, building a product or something. And I think that definitely has been ingrained in me. Definitely.
Sounds like he was an innovator, which is, goes hand in hand a lot of times with entrepreneurialism.
Definitely, yeah.
Gotcha. So after that, so what happened? You did the bird breeding business. You went to college, by the way. What did you study in school?
First music education and with a minor in piano and voice at Moravian College.
Right.
And that was kind of my tie to Pennsylvania since my grandmother was here doing ministry in the Eastern Conference of Pennsylvania in the Methodist church. So we were moving around a lot, you know, every 3 years to a different church, different, you know, town. So I've been in many different, you know, odd little places across Eastern Pennsylvania. And, you know, basically from there, I missed New York and I transferred to Marymount Manhattan College for dance. So, gotcha. Yeah. That's kind of, that was my tie. You know, it was either getting in there through music, you know, which they didn't accept me into the musical theater program for music and voice, which is funny because that's what I was actually majored in at Moravian, but they accepted me in dance. So I was like, okay, they must need guys in the dance company.
By the way, just tell you real quick. So I was a music composition and theory major in college and I had to take voice. So I remember I went in this vocal class and all the people around me were like, you know, all American choir, this mm-hmm. and that. And they said, what's your experience? I said, well, I sang backup in a rock and roll band. You know, it's like, it was kind of, that was the only thing about college that was really intimidating to me. When you had to do ear training, I had a roommate who's a very, very good musician, but mm-hmm. we call it a fear training. And sight singing, we called fright screaming. Mm-hmm. You know, that was our, because that was the thing we both feared most. He was not a singer either. But
yeah, music, just reading music was not my thing. I could automatically sing just hearing the notes. But, you know, music in general was definitely a huge part of my life in junior high and high school, like traveling all over to the music jazz festivals or, you know, they used to have the musical theater groups that would, you know, compete. It was pretty exciting, yeah.
Yeah, your original plan wasn't to really be a professional musician or dancer, from what you said.
Not even. I wanted to be a veterinarian, actually.
Right. Tell us about that one real quick, only because it's humorous.
I worked at a veterinary clinic for about 3 years, and you know, I loved it. And I was going to go to Ross College down south. And basically, you know, like those veterinarians, which I love to death, they were letting me do things I really shouldn't have been doing at that age. You know, and I couldn't handle the surgeries. I mean, I came out of the last, you know, surgery and, you know, the doctors basically said to me, well, we love you. Like, we know how much you love animals, but it's not going to work. And right. I knew it already, yeah. You know, just, but it made me realize, you know, and it also saved time and money, right? I could have gone down a path of, you know, trying and pushing something that just wouldn't work.
So you came out of Marymount mm-hmm. and I know your next thing, and we'll like fill in the gaps, but the next thing you created was a website called Content Place.
Well, the short story is actually I ended up having an injury in dance school that ended my, and I went to advertising and then, you know, basically started working for corporations, AOL for 10 years. And then I left AOL to, you know, being consulting in startups. And then from there, end up starting Content Place, which is a marketplace for film and TV creators to actually either fund, sell, or license their early stage developments. And that has been a struggle just, you know, with the film industry is hard to move, right. but it's actually doing well. And right now, working on House Mother.
Yep. So tell us about House Mother. We have just a couple minutes, believe it or not, before the break already. But tell us about House Mother and where you are on that, and we'll have more after the break.
Sure. So House Mother was born from my own issues around managing a house during the summer with my friends or family. It could really be a nightmare, just the logistics of on-trip needs or things that could come up or variables that basically, you know, either caused by people you're traveling with or staying with. We all love our family or friends, but sometimes
you are the house mother, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the house mother could be the planner in every group, right?
Yep.
Everyone, you know, family or friend group has it or has one, and you know, really, what we do is we provide a suite of tools that enables them to communicate, share, and manage their stay from expenses to everything else. And what we do is we then use AI and machine learning to mitigate rewards and risks, meaning that we'll tell them information, supply them with suggestions, and also optimize their trip to the best that we can so that, you know, based on their user preferences, either individually or as a group. So, you know, sometimes it's just about knowing the information, right? Where everyone is, you know, you don't necessarily just, you know, while you're on trip together, need to do everything every moment together. Just knowing, though, that you can meet up afterwards, that's what you need to do.
Great. How is House Mother catching on?
It's going well. So our focus right now is beach houses and the summer, you know, seasonal rentals, which is an interesting segment of the travel industry because it's really not catered to because it's a different type of rental. You don't find it on Airbnb because they don't handle multi-week rentals, right? They're very community-based, right? You know, so there's a lot of beach towns all over the U.S.
I was going to say it's fairly substantial, though, too, at the same time.
Yeah, it's a big market, actually, which is, you know, we found very interesting that no one was really catered to it. And it has a lot of ability to actually grow tremendously, you know, from the aspect of how many people are actually, you know, in these houses during the summer. Yeah.
And with that, I think it's a real good place to take a break and hear a little bit more about House Mother. And we will be right back with Will Schmoe.
Summer is for sun, fun, and unforgettable moments with friends and family. This season, take the hassle out of group travel with House Mother, your go-to app for managing on-trip needs. Whether it's coordinating room assignments, tracking expenses, or simply knowing where everyone is with their real-time location feature, House Mother ensures every aspect of your trip runs smoothly. Make this summer the best one yet. Download House Mother and start enjoying stress-free vacations with those who matter most. Visit housemother.com now. House Mother, HOUSMTHR. House Mother, turning every trip into a home away from home.
We're back on Founders Forum. Ange, I heard a squeak there right before the break, so I know you wanted to ask Will something.
I was laughing, Mark, because I'm like, I love this so much. I knew the break was coming up, but I just wanted to say that it even ties into our topic this morning because more and more people need to get away, right, mm-hmm. and take that time and have memories with people. So taking the stress out of organizing a family or a friend vacation, it is a really unaddressed need, if you ask me. I think there's a trend for people to do longer bachelorette weekends and bachelor weekends and mm-hmm. things like that too. So it's a very interesting concept and very Thank visionary, you. I think. So, and it's at the beach, so you can't not love that.
I know lots of people, at least in my younger days, knew a ton of people that would have loved to have this, but we didn't even have the technology, obviously. But so look, you're a serial entrepreneur, I would say at this point, and you have two businesses that are going. I'm sure it wasn't smooth sailing all the way through. I'm sure you had challenges along the way. Tell us about the challenges you've had and what strengths you've had to sort of overcome them.
Yeah, sure. So I think that, you know, there's challenges that I've had with my first startup that really was just learning first, right? There's so much information out there for entrepreneurs and a lot of it's so opinionated and so different. Right? Everyone has a different approach to how they would handle things, how it's acceptable in the industry, or how it's acceptable by an accelerator, right? You're trying to always get approval when reality is you're trying to learn and handle, and that's a difficult challenge I found, right? Mm. I'm an avid reader, attending every webinar I can, probably signing up for too many and not showing up because I have so much, the busyness, right?
Yep,
back to
yep,
that.
Yep.
But, you know, I think the challenge is having the right information and finding the right guidance, right? Because sometimes some of these people that are actually providing information, they never even had a startup, right? Which is actually scary, you know? Just because you invested in a company and it was successful doesn't mean that you should be giving advice to everyone in the world, right? I mean, it's very confusing. And
right.
Some people need to make sure that you do your research on who's actually providing this information because it could become a challenge that you're taking decisions on your business from someone that's never even had a business.
By the way, I can attest to your busyness because you were working when I walked in this morning in the studio. I was a few minutes behind you, and he said, I have an idea. I had to get it down. So you're an idea man for sure. So we'll talk about the idea later. I don't want to get off track. So where do you go from now? Where do you go from here in terms of House Mother? And that'll lead to our next question.
Sure. I mean, so just to play that into another challenge, we're trying to raise funding for us. You're also trying to, we're at the point of just trying to prove fully our model. And we believe that, you know, we could do it by the end of summer. But the challenge is making it transparent that we're really solving a problem. travel could be seen, you know, from people as, oh, it's travel, right? But everyone does it, right? It's a big, it's a yes. huge industry. It yes. also plays into a lot of things from an execution standpoint, as far as our technology could be taken out and actually then, you know, used in other approaches. And I think that, you know, that's really what we're trying to make sure that, you know, the world sees, and we could actually be successful at it and then, you know, get funding to actually keep going and build ourselves.
Nice. I could see. So I'm one that's used both VRBO, both mm-hmm. as a renter and a landlord, and also Airbnb. I could see synergies with those groups as a possibility.
Yeah, that's our long-term approach. So right now we're B2C, but we would like to become a guest app for every booking platform. Yeah, for their, you know, as their guest solution.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So if this were, so this is June of 24. If this were June of 27, mm-hmm. and we're looking back on the last 3 years, what would have to happen, Will, for you to feel that that was a successful period in your life? You can talk about business and if there's anything personal that goes along with it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, definitely I think House Mother would have a significant, amount of the market share, just, you know, and acceptance from people as a brand. I mean, that's very important as a, you know, culturally as a brand and also as a company with employees that want to be there, because I think that is hand in hand. You don't have a good business unless you have employees that have a good culture. And I think that 3 years from now, I think that our goal is to be, you know, a guest app for at least, you know, one to two of the major players in the market.
Ange, I'm going to ask your question for you. Oh, go ahead. You're ready. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Yeah. Well, just kind of following along those lines, Will, and you shared a lot about your upbringing and how it's kind of shaped you as an entrepreneur. But mm-hmm. similar to what Mark just said, if you were to take a look the other way, and if you were to look back and talk to your younger self, what would you tell about your younger self right now about the journey, where you are today, and kind of where you're headed?
Oh, geez. So, you know, I thought about this hard, and I would tell my younger self that if there is a challenge that I'm uncomfortable with, it's okay, and that finding help sooner than later is the best approach, right? There's a lot of times I go down a path because I'm excited about the challenge, but I don't necessarily, you know, find help like early on, which could have saved a lot of time, you know, and also just, it's almost, you know, making, you know, sure that I feel comfortable to actually, you know, say, I don't understand, but, you know, moving forward faster. And that would give me that ability. I think that's what I'd tell my younger self, that don't be so naive to actually looking for help early on to move faster, right?
So part of your 3-year vision is be busier. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Half kidding.
Hopefully have an assistant.
Right. You sure hope so. You got to delegate everything but your unique abilities. That's what Dan Sullivan would say. And that I think that's really important. I'm going to ask the question I thought Ange was going to ask. So the culture of the company that you envision, you mentioned a certain type of culture. Mm-hmm. If you had to like paint a picture of that, what's that look like?
You know what? In short, when I was working at AOL, it was the best company that I've ever worked for in my career.
I thought you might reference that, but
they were
sure
honestly
way.
Like the days I worked there were the best days of my career. It just you know, and they had it down with culture and the way they were, you know, internally and externally, and that bled through their business. And I think that's, you know, it's sad that they're not so much around right now as Verizon, but you know what they were doing, you know, 15 years ago was incredible.
So you would like to model that culture after AOL?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Is there a culture still like that today, do you know?
I think a lot of startups do have that. I mean, I think that definitely in the tech industry, you're seeing a lot of startups that are, you know, fully, you know, having a culture that's fitting everyone and, you know.
Do you know if it's still that way at AOL?
That I'm not sure. Yeah.
That's what I wonder about that, because that larger companies get, that tends to change over time, I think, right?
Yeah.
So we have time for some sort of fun questions. What do you like to do for fun? I know you like to go to the beach yourself. That's one thing.
So I'm an artist besides all this. Right. You know, so I'm not, you know, I do abstract art specifically with resin. That's kind of my, you know, my therapy. So, but also it's where I have the best ideas. So.
We don't promote businesses, but we can promote hobbies, because you do have a website, Works by Will. I believe,
I do.
Because I went and looked at it. You do some really interesting stuff. So
thank you.
Pretty cool. So you like to do that?
Yeah, but other than that, I do road biking and, you know, things that are just calming, you know. I like to just have a, you know, moment. I'm not a reader, so, you know, things that I do are very art or, you know, cultural focus where I like to experience things live.
How about music? Because you started it with a large interest in music.
So I heard about your EDM, right?
Yeah.
In a previous podcast. But for me, I think that music festivals are important,
It's more my son, but I enjoy it with him.
Okay. So music festivals are something I enjoy and something also House Mother is great for. So, that's our, I think for me, experience, things with my friends or family are important.
So I am headed with my son the middle of next month to the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Which would be a lot of fun. I hear it's unbelievable. I would really want to check that out. Anything else? Anything else you like to do for fun? Ange, I think, has a question. I see her. No?
Yeah. So Will, I'm curious, we talked about when you came in, your mind was already going with new ideas and jotting them down before, even Mark got into the studio. What do you find if you combine your art with sort of the things that you dream up about in business, right? Do you find that parallel there? Are there things that seem to inspire you in a certain way and that kind of come up with these ideas? Or how does some of that ideation happen for you?
So if you talk to my co-founder, Lou, he would tell you that I'm the creative person, right? And that, everything you see that's on, our website, our logo, I mean, everything is from my head and I've designed myself and made. I think that there's definitely a connection between me being creative and what my output is in business from a marketing standpoint, but also from an idea standpoint. Because art actually solves problems, believe it or not, if you actually think about it and the way that it speaks to people and also the way that you could actually tell a story through, a vision that isn't words. So I think that if you take that kind of that weird thinking of how that could be inspirational also, and throw it into a brand, it's pretty cool.
Well, listen, so it's really a combination of art. There's obviously science in it too, the science of technology and the science of data and all that kind of thing. I can relate to that, and I know Ange can as well. In our businesses, my financial planning, I always say, it's as much an art as it is a science because nothing is exact. Things always change. And it's really trying to understand your client and figure out what they're trying to do for the future and all of that. So who's the science of your, we only have about a half a minute, but who's the science piece of your business?
That would be my co-founders.
Got it. How do you, and I guess they're very good at translating your art and
your
creative.
Yes, so I always have people that are in my team that translate because I'm definitely someone that has a specific way I talk. It needs translation sometimes.
Right, so back to your unique abilities, and you need people around you to complement your unique abilities to make it successful. So that seems to occur over and over again. Well, I think that's about it for today for Founders Forum. So, Will, thanks so much for being here. I think it was a great show.
Thank you.
Ange, thanks for being here on Zoom. Appreciate it. And everyone have a great day, and we'll see you next week on Founders Forum.